No tiene
Dime.
nada.
No, 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 no voy a decir eso. No, no, no.
Virtual.
Yo, ah, no,
Virtual.
no, 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 okay, everybody finished catching up on their social activity.
No,
We'll start learning.
no.
Okay. Well, we are running late. So. So we saw yesterday that there's Essen Ashenus of Tfila, which means there's 10 different types of Tfila. And we want to try over the next few weeks, months maybe, learn how to utilize those 10 types of Tfila correctly. That's the goal. Hopefully we'll learn a few other things along the way. As we said, this is not about how to have more kavana, and it's not about how to understand the words. That's not what it's about. It's to understand what the tool is and how to utilize that tool. Okay. I think we're on the base. Dugma Ladova, yeah? Everybody agree with me? Baruch.
Not usual, but
We will, you're a little kitchen. Yeah.
we got halfway to the.
Yeah, we'll go from Dugma Ladova. Once we have a Dugma, it'll be easy to understand what we said. In the Amrubah Gemara Brochas, Lamed Beis. Let's see what Chazal have to say. V'chein nipsach lehalacha. Le'olam yisada adam shvachay shel mokum v'achachach yitpalel. You knew that, of course. That's a mefurish halacha. That first a person praises Hashem. And then he makes his requests. That's the way the Shmoneh Esrei, that's where you'll see the setup, yeah? You first say Psuka de Zimra, and then you daven Shmoneh Esrei. That's how it works. Well, you saw there, nitkanu shalosh brochas vishoynes, shein sidu shvochas shel mokum. The Shmoneh Esrei, if you look at it, the structure of the Shmoneh Esrei, the first three brochas are praising Hashem. V'achachem tziyot sheim b'koshes. And then you have the middle brochas, which are the requests. You see, many times when somebody, God forbid, is a sick person, in the second bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, we say, yeah? Also good bracha to have kavanah about. He has unbelievable kavanah. V'liboy zag bekirboy. Ona Hashem rufona l'chayla. And in his heart, he's screaming to Hashem to please bring a refuah to this chayla. Be'emesh ein kan mekoyme shal tzura zu shal tfila klal. This is not the time to be davening for a refuah. Not at all. That tfila shakan einu tzaka, because this tfila is not a scream. You want to daven for someone who's sick? That's in the bracha of Rafainu, not in the bracha of the second bracha where we say v'reif echoylim. Elihi rina v'sidu shvocha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zaka is one of the lashonis of tefillah, one of the 10 lashonis, and rina is also one of the 10 lashonis of tefillah. So when you're in the second bracha, you're not involved in zaka, that you wait for the bracha of Rafainu. Now you're singing the praise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because he's the Reif Echayin, he's the doctor. Shituris Tefillah Atzma, that's a separate kind of tefillah. You're busy davening for somebody to have a refuah in the second brocha, you're not going to connect. You're pushing the wrong buttons. V'itochen shebemikrim mesuyomim tzurizu, sorry, tzurizdois, shel tefillah hidafya nitzreches, anit patel mitoich hakore, shakosh Baruch Hu maber, Lerape kolboso. We claim Bashir Vasipchat Kamamabe Hakosh Boch Rafa Khilamoi. Could be that's what needed now is that type of tefillah. Is the singing and the praising of Kodesh Baruch Hu because he's the one that's Reif Echayim. We see Vitchanin Bamakshavoiso, if now Kodesh Baruch Hu mitoch simcha ubetochen, Shivani Bachesed Azeh. Ha'ein Seifi Shal Reif Echayim Yechal Gam Tachayne Asher Betoch Beisei. And then with simcha and betochen, and a knowledge that with the chesed that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has, which is a chesed ein seifi, it's an infinite chesed, And here's the Reif HaChayim that included that, the sick person that I'm davening for as well. Ulai tefila zu ho'ush ha'chasorim ha'kebes kadei liftoich l'sharim shamayim. The share for a foot could be dafka, that's what's missing. In order to open up the Shara Shamayim and to bring the refuah down. So it's just an example of sometimes we get it wrong. You could have a person, this mamash, that's a perfect example. This, I know it irritates some of you, but this is the way it works. You can be toil in Baba Kama with an unbelievable effort because you're trying to clarify something in Hilchus Shabbos. Shabbos nekra isek b'toyra, v'scharei sholem min ha'shamayim. He's isek b'toyra, he's omul b'toyra, he's going to get rewarded for that, no question. And whatever spoil the learning has, it has. Avaloyale b'dor avayis p'sveiko, he's not going to learn anything about Hilchus Shabbos. In fact, he will, because there's quite a bit of Hilchus Shabbos on Beis Amud Aleph. Oh, Baba Kama, yeah. But if you want to have, if you have a Shari in Bishol, it's not going to help you. The Gemara discusses the Machlech, Melacha Machsheves. Well, of Nema, you got the Velo Metzad, Tel Tami. Keinu, Adova Binyan, Atvila, Kemoshin, Isbaya, Vahevi, Ashlo, Vahdomas, Dibre, Chazal. Vipnai, Yisrael, Mipalim, Vahini, Nehni, why are Klai, Yisrael, Davening, and they don't get answered? When they don't get answered? Because they're not had a daven for shame. What is that? Shenema eskeveyu ki yoda shmi yikreinu vanei. He knows my name. He calls out to me and I will answer him. You have to know his name. Well, I know Hashem's name. It's written in the Siddur, you know. The Yud and a K. Well, okay, sometimes it's Elohim, sometimes it's Svakos, sometimes it's Shaka. I mean, we have Hashem's names. What do you mean? I don't know Hashem's name. When the Shem Sham, and yes, sir, and if they show any Yodim, Shem on the Fedash. So then no one's got any chance because nobody knows the Shem on the Fedash. Anybody know the Shem on the Fedash? No. Bit of a problem. We'll see. We'll see later that it's not such a big problem. Probably the Shem. There, the Shlo obviously is talking about deep kavanas in Tvila. So, but we can take out the pashtas, the yosod. Depending on the problem you're trying to deal with, you have to use the correct tefillah, and that will be dependent on that will be whether the tefillah will be answered or not. Imkay, koshom Talmud Torah begedei lohitzi alach alor tzarich shnei inyonim. Same way in learning, tefillah and Torah are always the same coin; the flip sides of the same coin. You need two things. You want a paskan halacha, you have to have a very broad knowledge of Torah. At the same time, you also have to have a ability to go in there and understand the depths of Torah, know how to learn Torah, understand the Talmudic process, the halachic process, to come to clear true tzak. But really, you need these two things as well. First, you have to start working to include enormous kavana and understanding and depth in your tefillah. And then you have to use all the different types and styles and fashions of tefillah. B'gdeisha tefillah tia locha l'maisa b'kol matzah b'kol eitz. So that your tefillah will always be relevant. Well, there's no question that if a person screams out and he doesn't know this and he screams out and he shouts, whatever, for sure. For sure, Hashem listens and listens to all our tefillahs. But you can be... You were timing. I know, we're learning. We're not timing. We're trying to understand what Chazal are telling us about tefillah. Because we recognize if you didn't now, at least up to now, you recognize that you really didn't get too much. You didn't really understand Tefillah too well before. So we try to understand what Chazal tells us. Nachon. Nachon. Well, you're so far away from really connecting to Tefillah that when you understand what we're talking about, you'll recognize for yourself how far you were. Nachon. Let's see. That's the Ikka intention with this sefer. What we want to do is want to present and clarify all the different types of tefillah that are brought down in Chazal. He's coming to justify why he, who didn't feel he was very worthy to write a sefer like this, why he wrote the sefer. So I wouldn't normally do this, but it's just interesting to get an insight a little bit into who he was and who he thought he was. He would often get up in the front of a big audience, say, I don't know why I'm here, I'm not worthy to be here, and I shouldn't be speaking here, there are much greater people than me, whatever. But if I was asked to speak, I'll speak and I'll do my job properly. And he did. Oh, did he do it properly? Oh, did he do it properly? So let's see what he said. It's interesting. When you talk about chidushim in Torah, so everybody can say chidush in Torah. Everyone's got his chelek in Torah. But gamim ain't a chidushim kol kach mu'olim, even if your chidushim aren't. Hashem enjoys our babblings in Torah. He does, generally does. Aval tefillah shehi avoyda shem aleif. No, I'm serious. Because when you're getting wrong pshat, horribly wrong pshat, silly, ridiculous wrong pshat, so that's bittul Torah then, no? No? You're making the mitzvah tamei Torah. Amazing thing, yeah? You're saying what afterwards you'll be embarrassed that you ever said it because it was such nonsense. Genuinely, you're being sincere. I'm not talking about somebody who's stumped. You know, I'm talking about somebody sincere and he says a pshat and he comes with a whole... And he works for 2 weeks on and whatever. That's utter nonsense. It was my kind of it's on Talmud Torah. That's the neighbor. Aval tefillah she avoyda shebaleiv tzarich leiv. Tefillah that is the work of the mind, you need a mind. V'kiyoychel ani loy mezechiti libi. Can I say that I've got that? V'kol shokein lo mesifrei musa v'avoyda. And how much more so Sifrei Musa and Avoider that were written by people that were burning with a fire of love and flames of fire in Avoider Satvila, but Ma'avu Ken Yehuda the Eid Likral Oisif Al Divraim, I can add anything to what they're saying. The Ikka value of those Svarim in Torah, or just because you were babbling in Torah, so Hashem gets happy with you. But because of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it says, "Ein lecha ela shayfet beyamav." Ve'ein zeh rak yisod bepsikas halacha shatayin nimsaru lechachamim shekol dov ador. Every generation has its judges, its gedol Israel, who are in touch with the generation. They know what's going on in the generation, understand the metzias of the generation, and therefore they're the most qualified ones to make psakim for that generation. The decisions made today about the situations we're dealing with today have to dafka be made by the chochmim of this generation. You need someone who understands the generation. You need someone who understands what's going on out there. I can give you Rabbi Akiva Eger's on the subject, but who says the Metzias is still relevant. We have to know how to apply the principles to the reality. And therefore, Pukhazi, Kamani Floim in Divrei Rabboseinu, Roshei Yeshivasal, V'Talmidei Rabbeinu, Chaim Alevi, V'afilu, Achim, Loichu Loimesh, Advarim Be'emes Yofim, U'me'ulim Yoitzim Yedivrei Gedoy Lachreinim, V'fashe Hashas HaKodmoinim, Kedon Epnei Yeshua, O'chem D'Shleimai. All the wonderful words of the Rosh Yeshivas, the Talmidim of Rav Chaim Brisker. Unbelievable Torah. And it's beautiful words and it's wonderful Torah. But can we say that it's greater and higher than the Mefoshe Ashasa Kodmoini, for example, the Pnei Yeshua and the Chem D'Shleima? Elana Rabbe, Mipnei Katnes HaAsoga, Noifes Tzuf Divrei Achreinim, Sotum V'chosum Lon. Because of our limited grasp. Those big mountains are closed, they're hidden from us. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends you the next generation of Rabbonim. We need people that are more in touch with our needs, with what the way we need to learn. They take those great mountains and bring them down just so we can swallow them. You don't give a six-month-old baby a piece of steak. You can't even give him a banana. You have to mash it for him. Ah, you understand. You know that 99% of the story we have on our shelves were written after World War II. What did people learn before the war? Gemara Shitoisvas, Rishonim, and the early Achreinim, Shulchan Aruch.
What else was there?
I just said. You know how many Svarim have been written since then compared to what there was? Not because of that. No, not because of that. Printing got cheaper because you needed more people, more Torah to be written. Not more Torah written because of children. The inventions always come about because of a need that Klal Yisrael has. The printing press got invented because Klal Yisrael couldn't remember their learning anymore. If Klal Yisrael could remember their learning by pair like they used to, the printing press would never need a printer. There's no need for it. In fact, there wouldn't be a train in England today if the Talmud HaChachamim didn't need it. Rav Dessler said that, not me. People needed to travel. It was very hard to learn while you traveled on a horse and cart. So Torah said there's a lot of bitl Torah because people are going from London to Gateshead on a horse and cart. It takes days, it's exhausting, whatever. And there's a lot of bitl Torah. So you needed a train. What was the first invention? No, before then. Go back to Chumash, boy, son.
Fire.
My words.
Clothes. Why did that come about? Because of a Yerida. All Zman they were holding the level they were on, you didn't need clothes. There was a moral breach in the system. You needed an invention to take care of it. And it's been like that through the whole of Jewish history.
First of the world.
Go overlook. Yeah, no, but I'm talking about in the world that Hashem created, what was the first invention? Clothes. Okay, whatever. They're just trying to prove a point. All right. The gamba de reinu anu ayoim chayim b'sadet reshmorim yofim b'sadet ogev v'zeh mipnei she'amachabri main b'no reinu, because the people writing svarim today are so in touch with the generation with rei mechodim le'inyan ador. You have to just make sure that you're reading the right svarim because there's a lot of garbage out there as well. There's a lot of treif and apikorsis and narishkat written as well. You have to make sure that what you're reading and learning has a scholars. Otherwise, you run into trouble. Not just everything that gets printed is necessarily true or readable or should be read. It's even worse today because they don't need a printing press. Because anyone with a phone today can splatter as much childishness and garbage all over the world, and everybody runs to it because it's not MS. No, it's not necessarily true. You have to check your scommas. If a person doesn't bring out scommas in a safe thing, why not? And then, and by the way, you have to know how to read a scommas as well, because a lot of the scommas aren't that relevant to the safer either. Okay. Well, we better stop.
Sorry. But how do you share it?
How can I say? I can say whatever I want. Just walk around with me and watch. I don't know how to do
that. My father says that it's...